practice? Has it been what you'd expect?
Yeah, it's tough. It's going out here trying to learn the playbook and just trying to come out here and compete every day.
What's the biggest difference between like Wisconsin camp versus the Patriots camp?
Well, it's a lot more mental. You got to go out there and you know your assignments, know all the adjustments, and go out there and play fast. You can't be out there thinking.
What about going contact? Did it feel good to get some thumps in?
Yeah, it feels good. That's what you got to love about the game, the physical aspect.
With an 11-on-11, the first couple carries, you had some nice runs. It was good to get a little confidence going early on like this?
Definitely. The offensive line did a great job opening up the hole, so credit to them. And I just try and read my keys and do what I can to make a play.
How long are these days just in general from when you wake up to go to bed?
It's a grind, but it's a part of the game. You got to enjoy it. Just stay locked in mentally.
You have a roommate in the hotel?
Yeah, Steve in Houston.
What are you guys learning about each other?
Learn a lot. I mean, we've been here since OTAs and everything, so we've got to know each other a little bit. So,
what are some of the things that guys like Steven and Shane have passed on to you so far?
Well, just staying locked in. You're going to make a mistake, but you got to forget about it and continue to play fast.
Beyond the mental part of it, are there physical things you've been able to take from both of those guys?
Definitely. As far as recovery, definitely taking care of your body. That's the most important thing.
How about any active running, cuts, and reading blocks, and et cetera?
Oh, just listen to what the coaches tell you. Pay attention to your keys, and you'll be all right.
James, I know you have relatives nearby North. I know it's tough to connect with family, but have you had ticket requests, family out here this
yeah.
last 3 days?
My aunt was out here today, so it was good to see them today.
How much do you appreciate that opportunity?
It's a great opportunity, and I don't take it for granted.
James, how much have you learned from a guy like Shane Falls?
Learn a lot. He's a guy that has a similar style as me, so I go out there and ask him what he sees out there on plays, so I can go out there and add it to my game.
You noticed a similar style. What similarities specifically do you know?
Just being able to do all things in the backfield, just try and do whatever the coaches tell you to do. So that's what me and him both try and do. Whatever the coaches ask us to do, we go out there and try to get it done.
Do you also recognize similarities in some of the things that you can do with Steven?
Yeah. Well, we all ask to do different things. So, whatever the coaches have us do, we go out there and try to do it to the best of our ability and do our job on that play.
So you do some 2-minute drills there with Tom and those guys. How well do you feel you picked up the speed? Obviously, it's still early, but how has the speed come to you so far?
Like I said, I'm just trying to know my keys. I think that's the biggest thing. Know what you're doing, and that allows you to play fast. So I just try to know what I'm doing and go out there and try and improve every day.
How much were you looking forward to coming out in pads where you can actually have some more life?
I was definitely looking forward to it. It's playing real football, and like I said, you got to enjoy that aspect, the physical aspect of the game.
It's been so long we hear this a lot from rookies because their season ends and then it's all about training for the combine and pro days and stuff. Is it nice though to finally just get back to playing the actual game?
Definitely. We're all excited. It's our first NFL training camp, so you want to go out here, compete, and show the coaches what we have.
When was the last time you were in pads before today?
January. January, Senior Bowl. I think Senior Bowl, yeah, that's the last time.